Hey guys, welcome to the KZN Fishing Report presented by Angler New South Africa. I'm your host, Vinesh Zagreem, and this show is brought to you by the King Fisher.
Daiwa is proud to introduce the next generation of BG spinning reels, the Daiwa BGNQ. Thanks to their new one-piece monocoque aluminium body, they're lighter, stronger, and with even more torque. Sizes 6,000 to 20,000 cover every aspect of saltwater fishing, from spinning lures off the beach to winching in giant sharks and throwing lures offshore at big game. The new design makes it more rigid and distortion-proof, increasing water resistance. Gears are larger and more durable thanks to DigiGear technology, extending their gear life. Daiwa, feel alive.
Hello, KZN, and welcome to another week where we are bringing you the latest fishing reports. This is brought to you on the 8th of April, 2022, and we have contacted all the correspondents to find out your best fishing spot. So this weekend is shaping up to be rather wet, a bit cold, but in the words of Mr. Owen Richter and my friend Nick this week, the fish are already wet. So what difference does it make? Now this week we have got some excellent reports. The conditions down the south coast has changed, where the fish is coming out fantastic. North coast is looking good as well. A few quieter areas which we'll get to, but let's not talk about that right now. What we do want to talk about is the 200 kilo sand sharks that has been spotted by some divers down the south coast, the amount of cooter that's been around, as well as reports of snook, lots of marlin, stumpies, pompano. It's a big mixed bag of fishing. Guys, it is a really exciting report this week, and we can't wait to get into it. And with that being said, let's start off, as always, down the south coast. So, your areas of Port Edward, Ramsgate, Margate, Yuvongo, Shelley Beach, and Port Shepston. What a marvelous turnaround. Now, if you guys have followed us, have been following us, you know the last 2 weeks down the south coast has been really bad. The water's been quite dirty and anglers were forced to scratch or fish offshore. Now, if you haven't been following us, at this very moment, smash that follow button. Because in this show, this is where you see whether the news is good, bad, or ugly. Unfortunately, down the south coast, it is marvelous at the moment. We've got reports of the offshore fishing looking fantastic with a mixed bag of species coming up, but the guys are getting a lot of fish. However, lest we not forget, this is the south coast, so they are losing a lot of fish to the sharks. Therefore, you make sure you wind as fast as you can to get that fish on the deck. And if you're fishing off rock and surf, well, the water has been looking a lot more clearer. And our reporters have come back to tell us that there is bronze bream, stumpies, some monster bass shad, as well as copper salmon. Now, we've got reports also of divers that has been down, and they have seen sand sharks looking at about 200 kilo plus. So there's some monsters out there, so it's definitely worth putting those big baits out and getting ready for the pull of a lifetime. So all in all, if you're fishing down the south coast, it is going to be some fantastic fishing, offshore and rock and surf, mixed bag of fish, lots of fish to catch. With the water looking clearer, although it's going to be a cold front and a wet weekend, it is definitely worth getting out there, braving the storm, and getting those rods bending. Now, moving down to areas like Rocky Bay, Pennington, and Scottsborough, well, over here, fishing hasn't been too good, guys, because the reports have come through where just a few blacktail in quarantine, weather conditions hasn't been too good, so not looking very good over there. However, as we move down to Warner Beach and Amanzantoti, we've got Gary from the Kingfisher who's got a report where the conditions are not all that different from Scottsborough, but Gary did still manage to get some fish. This is his report of the fishing in Warner Beach and Amanzantoti this past week.
Good morning, chaps. It's Gary at Kingfisher, Warner Beach. The sea hasn't been too good. I've heard of a couple of edibles, but here and there, it's really a potluck, you know, maybe a stumpy, or that type of thing, a small shad. But the rivers, if you put a little Rapala, I had good fun in the Ulova the other evening with 8 or 9 fish in about an hour there. A small Rapala, perch mainly, pike, a couple of sandfish as well. So, we just wait for things to settle. Looks like the sea's going to be unsettled for a few days now into next week. And then hopefully, it's the first cold front of winter. The anchovies and that will come and we can start spinning for snook and stuff like that. And fishing for pompano. Otherwise, keep going and I'll give you some news, good news, hopefully, in the next report or in a week or two. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that, Gary, and we will be looking forward to those reports. Yeah, so winter is coming with the cold front being over here, so we cannot wait for that winter fish that's coming along with it. Now, as we move into Durban, we've got Mike V from the Kingfisher Branch, and he's got his reports of what's been coming out, which is also very much similar to Gary's. However, harbour fishing is looking good, but this is Mike V's report.
How's it, bud? Yeah, it's been very quiet on our coast the last couple of days. There's been some pommies, pompano up by Laguna going towards Tlongalata. There's been a couple. Not many big ones. They're all ranging from that 1 to like 3 kilo size. One or two stumpies at Lighthouse. There was the odd go shark on the beachfront. The bay has done very well this week again with grunters, odd snapper salmon. One or two kingies in the mix there as well. And that's all I've heard from outside. It's been very, very quiet from what I understand. I phoned a couple of guys, they're all telling me the same thing. All quiet in the answer.
Thank you so much for that, Mike. Always great to hear from you. And thank you for keeping your ears on the ground to let us know what's been going on. Now moving on to Bolito and surrounding areas, where we have Jesse from the Kingfisher Bolito. And Jesse has one of the most interesting reports that I've heard in a long time, and in a very detailed report. Here is Jesse and what he has to say about Bolito and surrounding areas.
Hey, Vinesh. We've had a little bit of a strange week with the water conditions being, I wouldn't say favorable to angling on most days, with the days that are favorable to angling, very favorable. We've had some perler days. I mean, Saturday and Sunday for the Umhlanga Festival was absolutely cracker conditions. I mean, flat seas, no wind. It was just incredible. And so the guys have had some time to fish, but definitely not as much as they would have wanted to have. I would start off the reports at Tugela, where we saw a couple of nice triple tail or lobotas coming out on Aki Tentacle, actually, which is obviously not the more commonly used bait for them, but I guess if a fish is hungry, it's going to eat. So that was quite nice to see something different for a change. Moving down the coast, we haven't really had too many reports of anything else, really, apart from a couple of blacktail, stone bream, and obviously your usuals like your Carrington. A little bit south, moving down towards Durban, there have been scattered catches, again stone bream, one or two stumpies, and the pompano seem to be moving around as well. They seem to be moving a little bit further south, so the guys at the Mercy and Mploti have been catching, as opposed to the previous weeks, which has been Tongat area and north. So that is the extent of the saltwater catches from the surf this week. And as far as boat fishing goes, I'm currently surrounded by my tackle because I'm rigging up my stuff for launching tomorrow. The Kuta are double thick. We've had an excellent run. I mean, on the Saturday of the Umhlanga Festival, we saw 110 odd Kuta come out, which is phenomenal. That's over a ton of Kuta in one day. So it's been very good on the ski boat front for Kuta. Tuna, there's been a couple around. We saw a nice wahoo come out in the Umhlanga Festival as well. We've seen one or two snook, but I think most importantly at this stage is we've seen a lot of small kuta up until this stage, and we're starting to see the start of the really big fish coming out. So I mean, apart from that 40 odd kilo kuta that came out on the south coast a week or two back, there's been nothing. And we're starting to see now, Gareth Brockett got the two kuta off close to 30 kilos in the competition. I mean, that's absolutely phenomenal. It's a fish of a lifetime, but to catch two in one session, that's just phenomenal. So that's, in my opinion, the start of the big fish coming through. I mean, we saw a lot of fish over 20 kilos. Apart from the sharks, the kudu fishing has been very good. So guys, get out there. Take extra traces, take bait, because bait is a little bit scarce, but get out there, because there's no better time than now.
Thank you so much for that intel, Jesse. Very much appreciated, and thank you for such detail in that. I've also got a few further reports to reiterate what Jesse had to say about the surrounding areas from Balito. Also, Stanga and Tugela Mouth. We have got reports of the Lobotis that's been around. Now, they are more on the smaller side, but there are one or two in between that are quite decent in size. Zinkwazi, there's been a few Cub, a few Stumpies, some Bronze Bream, and some Pompano of Red Rock in Tindley Manor. Also in the area, on the offshore side, the guys are getting a bit of Cooter and Snook. If you're on the scratching side, Blacktail and Quarantine. And if you're onto the heavier stuff, there has been some reports of some sand sharks being around as well. Now, moving on from there, we are into Mtanzini Banks, where we've got my friend Nick, who's got this week's report of what's been going on. Here is Nick.
Yes, I suppose. Let me just start off with the river report. The guys are still catching a lot of river snapper. Quite big ones, actually nearly 5 kilos. Probably the reason why there's so many is because the guys that are catching them are throwing them back. However, I think there's also a big contribution from Evan Bello, and they're very aggressive on gill netting on the larger river. And so these fish aren't being caught in the gill net. Good thing. Also pick handles and a nice size Malabar rockout. A bit early for cob. I'm being asked if the cob on the river yet. Only a very small one. And I mean small, almost as big as a cigarette pack. Going deep sea, the guys have been catching nice big creature. Angler got one of 27.6 kilos yesterday. I think all the boats that went out yesterday were about 7. They all got creature. If they didn't get creature, they got tuna. I saw a boat had some amberjacks on, some cob, quite big cob. So the guys are doing game fishing and bottom. But yeah, the cob are really nice, good size. The beach is a good bit quiet at the moment. You know, if you want to catch something, you really got to stretch. What we call conducive fish, if you catch in the river, it erodes fast from some guys from tiger fish. Now, actually in the surf at the moment, they're quite big. About half a kilo, and they're breeding. The reason why they look like they're breeding, and these guys are the ones that are giving that little nibble bite all the time. So a couple of more weeks and they should be gone in time for Easter, and all our visitors get there. And then the chapter also gearing up to cod fishing. Yeah, in what I call a transitional period between summer and winter fishing in the coast. Have a good day and a good weekend. Even if it's raining, the fish are still wet, so fishing.
Thank you so much, Nick. I love it. Even if it's raining, the fish are wet. Go fishing. And of course, well done on those guys that are releasing those big snapper salmon that are coming out in the rivers. And more so, big up to Zimvelo for preventing the gill netting and allowing these fish to grow up to those 5 kilo marks, which is what Nick has been reporting on. Now moving up to Richards Bay. In Richards Bay, there's still some reports of snook and cooter coming out, and the harbour is still fishing well with grunter and those brown skates. So not much has changed over the last few weeks. And as we round off, St. Lucia and Cape Vidal, we have got Jeff Ashwood, who's got a report for us. And this is what Jeff had to say about the fishing in St. Lucia at the moment.
Vinesh and all your listeners, it's Jeff here, St. Lucia. Beach fishing, the cold water temperatures hasn't been great. Been a few small fish around, especially around the reefy areas. But along the beaches of St. Lucia, it's been relatively quiet. Did hear of one nice big cock grunter coming out, which is very unusual. I haven't seen a cock grunter for a long, long time, so it's really nice to see one of them come out. Cape Vidal, haven't heard much coming out of Cape Vidal. The sea there was a not very nice color. In the week when we went through, remember we've been having very calm seas, and so sometimes it's not always the best, but it's been a bit tough, to be honest. But until the next fish, tight lines, boys.
Thank you so much, Jeff. You can always depend on Jeff to give us an honest, true report of what's been going on. So not that much, but at least there's still some fish to be scratched about in the area. So guys, that rounds off our rock and surf side of the fishing report this week. Now onto the freshwater, and who better to give it to us than Jan from the Kingfisher in Pietermaritzburg.
Hi there, Jan Carbal here from the Kingfisher in Pietermaritzburg. So we spoke last week about the changes in the weather patterns as soon as we make these fishing reports. Let's see if we can get a step ahead of the game this week. The Norwegian weather gods at YR are forecasting snow on the high berg this weekend, followed by a good couple of buckets of rain coming your way over the next week. So as they would say, race yourself, Sheila. But now that we've spoken about it, let's actually see what happens on the ground. We also reported last week that the South African Bass Angling Association Junior Nationals were taking place in Albert Falls on Thursday and Friday. Their report indicates that fishing was difficult, quote unquote. But that being said, there were still some good fish and bags landing. The biggest 5-fish single day bag weighed in at 8.7 kilos, while the biggest 10-fish bag of the 2-day event came in at 13.7 kilos. Both of these from 7th Division angler Slade Harmon, giving him the win and title of Junior National Champion overall. Christopher de Bruyn was the highest placed KZN angler, coming in at 4th overall, with lady angler Minka LaRue placing 10th overall. A total of 181 fish were weighed in, averaging out just shy of a kilogram, with the single biggest fish tipping the scales at 2.6 kilos. So congratulations goes to all the young anglers taking part in this event, and especially those 13 anglers who received their FWA nomination. Well worthy of mention is local Pietermaritzburg angler, 11-year-old Tristan Saville, who received his KZN colours at this event. What an achievement, young man, and congratulations goes to you. This Saturday sees the Triple Skins Bass Challenge hosted by the Pietermaritzburg Bass Masters taking place in Albert Falls. Registration is from Friday and also on the day, the PMB Bass Masters Clubhouse. Overall, it seems that the bass waters are fishing well again. Albert Falls reportedly coming back online. Yes, pun intended, with plenty of bait fish around. Good fish have also been reported from Midmar, and it seems that spinnerbaits are once again doing quite well. The recent warm spell has kept the trout swim water temperatures in the upper teens, which would normally keep fish down in depth looking for cooler water. But it seems that they also know of their pending change in weather and have been feeding up. Reports from the Natal Flyfishers Club coming in at a rate of knots, with good catches being reported all around. Some fish in the 21 to 23 inch, that is 50 feet to 58 centimeter range, have been reported, as well as some stillwater browns, rare catches usually. Word is that the ubiquitous beadhead woolly bugger in basically your color of choice, that is olive, black, and brown, is the current fly to blame, with my personal choice being a tandem rig fished with a trailing fly of contrasting shape, size, and color. So if the fly doesn't want the hamburger up front, perhaps he wants the trailing sweetie. The flows in the rivers also seem to be on the slowdown, with some good catches of brown trout being reported from the NFFC beats on both the Moy and the Fisherman rivers. Regular catches of fish in the 10 to 12 inch, that is 25 to 30 centimeter range, with some bigger fish being reported in the 13 to 14 inch, that is 32 to 35 centimeter range. Barring the forthcoming rain forecast for the week ahead, the rivers should continue to firm up and clear, and we should still be expecting some excellent fishing before the season closes in mid-May. There will be no reports from the Natal yellowfish or scaly anglers, although there should still be some fish around. Reports from Sterkfontein Dam is that fishing was tough over the last week, and as reported previously, fishing at Sterkies seems to be pretty much done for the season. That's a wrap from the Kingfish and Pietermaritzburg.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Really appreciate the report and the feedback on those competitions. And yes, congratulations must go out to young Mr. Tristan Saville on achieving his colors. Of course, in the words of Jan, brace yourself, Sheila. So that's going to be the conditions for this weekend. It's going to be wet. It's going to be cold. But there is still fish to be caught. And in the words of our other reporters, the fish are wet, so why complain? Let's just get out there and bend those rods. Guys, once again, it's been fantastic being with you. It's been fantastic delivering these fishing reports. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. And please remember, hit the follow button, hit the subscribe button, and get in touch with us. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know whether we're getting you into those feeding zones. Your feedback is only going to make us more successful at what we do. So one last shout out before we end the show, and that shout out is to the Kingfisher for making the show possible and getting us these fishing reports. Don't forget to go onto their website to check out their trading hours and to find their stores along KZN. For Angler New South Africa, I am Vanessa Green. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits, and fish for the future.
This show is proudly brought to you by The Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Durban, Warner Beach, Ballito, Kloof, and Pietermaritzburg.